Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When you don't, in a world that generally does, you stand out like a sore thumb. In other words, when almost everybody cheats and you don't, you are penalized. When almost everybody lies to get ahead and you feel compelled to tell the truth, you are at a distinct disadvantage. When almost everybody uses company time for their own personal business or pleasure, and you don't, you are thought strange, even stupid. What makes you feel compelled to tell the truth? To sleep only with your husband or wife? To give your employer a full 8-hour day and not to use the internet to do your shopping or kill time? Integrity, honesty, honor, and work ethics are offshoots of your personal faith. You have some old-fashioned ideas that breed a sense of responsibility. This makes you different. It often leaves you feeling isolated, lonely, and out of touch with life today, right? If I have described where you are, then stand tall and realize you are not alone. You may march to the beat of a different drummer, but your head can press your pillow at night as you say, "God, I did your will today. No matter how tough it was, I know I did the right thing." Those who have stood against the trends of their day always are in a minority, whether they confronted a Caesar and refused a pinch of incense and say, "Caesar is Lord," or couldn't look the other way when the company was constantly being cheated by a dishonest employee. Long ago, William Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true, and it shall follow as the day the night. Thou canst not then be false to any man." But a far greater than Shakespeare stood against the trends of his day and the power structure of corruption and paid the price of being nailed to a Roman cross. Frankly, there's always a price to pay for distancing yourself from the corruption of the culture that surrounds you. Whether it is an Athanasius who stood against the religious establishment of his day, or a Luther who voiced his dissent at practices which corrupted the church, or the mother who stands before a school board and says, "My son's teacher is using language which is more fitting of a drunken sailor than a teacher of children." One of those who walked with Jesus, John, put it like this: "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." The more corrupt our culture, the more you will stand out in sharp contrast when you abide by your convictions. Yet the more secure will be those who sleep in your home, who look to you for strength and guidance, and will someday follow in your footsteps. Deciding ahead of time which side you will come down on makes the moment of decision much easier. Morality, honesty, and decency are not issues which you decide in measures. The man who cheats on his wife only 2% of the time is still immoral. The college student who cheats only occasionally is yet dishonest. You are never only partly moral or 87% honest. You either decide that you are committed to doing what is right or find yourself constantly torn between your convictions, which you can abandon, and pleasing your culture. Long ago, Joshua drew a line and stepped across it. He said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And when you say that, friend, the issue is settled. The Apostle Paul put it like this: "If I seek to please men, then I would not be the servant of Christ. Neither are you."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.